let me introduce you to your next favorite true crime podcast, Crime Salad.
Ashley and Ricky, a husband and wife team, go beyond telling crime stories. They dive into the darkest corners of human nature with the ultimate goal of preventing future tragedies. Together, they shine a relentless spotlight on critical issues like relationship violence and domestic abuse, inviting you to explore the complexities of these societal challenges.
Now, let us set the scene for a recent Crime Salad episode, which is titled The Search for Haley Cummings.
The disappearance of a 5-year-old girl leaves the Florida community in disbelief. In the early morning hours of the night, an open back door remained eerily left open where Haley was staying. A wave of dread swept through the community and the family as the unimaginable happened. Was this the work of a kidnapper, or did the little girl wander off? The search for Haley brought a community together in the darkest of times.
Since 2019, Ashley and Ricky, the Crime Salad duo, have continued to deliver stories that are not only fascinating and well-researched, but also have a strong voice for change and justice. So grab your headphones and prepare to be pulled into a world where mystery meets humanity. Make sure to tune in to Crime Salad wherever you find your podcasts and join a growing community of listeners who tune in every week. And now back to your regularly scheduled haunting. Welcome back, guys, to episode 155 and a half, listener stories number 22.
Hey, guys, this is Nat from the future. Just letting you know that the first 5 minutes of audio of this episode is not very high quality. However, the audio does get better as we go through the episode. One of our mics was not recording, and I thought it better to have both of us in there instead of one of us. So I used the Zoom audio recording for the first 5 minutes. But after that first 5 minutes, the audio does go back to high definition.
We are your hosts, Nat and Allie. If you're new to this show and you don't know how it works, then you should know, first of all, that this is a video episode. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Google Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, you should know that you can head over to patreon.com/letsgethaunted and subscribe to tier one or tier two. And both tiers will have a video version. If that does not interest you, and in fact, all of the words coming out of my mouth are pissing you off, what you can do is open the show notes for this episode, and at the very top, it will say skip to, and then a timestamp, and you can skip to that time at any time to get straight into listener stories. Natalia, yeah. Do you want to explain to the audience what listener stories are?
Listener stories are exactly what they sound like. They're stories written in by our listeners and sent to us, letsgethauntedpod@gmail.com. And we read off the stories live on the air. If you would like to send us a listener stories, you can do so by typing up a message in whatever email server you have and sending it to letsgethauntedpod@gmail.com. We read every email that's in there, so provided that there's not hate speech in there or something else that could possibly get us censored, we won't read it, but everything else we read.
We read pretty much everything you guys send us. And, you know, in years past, people have told us that they've accidentally sent emails to the wrong email address. So just to repeat that, it is letsgethauntedpod@gmail.com. Pod like P-O-D, short for podcast, or that one band that was popular in 2004 yeah. and had that song that was like, I feel so alive. It's like that, yeah. except for we don't own the Let's Get Haunted at Gmail, and we don't know who does, but I imagine they're probably pretty pissed off by now. Natalia, would you like to explain your outfit to the audience?
I think it's self-explanatory. I'm a man in black.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've done this outfit before, And when it was you and I think it was like at the same time. I think it was more powerful. It's a little less powerful right now because my closet is being redone. So all of my clothes and everything are packed away in boxes. So I was able to find the suit part, but I couldn't find the black glasses I used this time. So I feel like I just look like a sportscaster right now because I'm wearing like sports glasses. And
or like a skier, suit. A downhill skier protecting your eyes from snow blindness. No, yeah. But it looks good though, because imagine a man in black, like a secret government agent, just skiing downhill in a full suit straight for you to fuck your shit
so
up.
Scary.
That's terrifying.
Really, really scary. Wait, I'm so interested. What are you? Are you a redhead? What is it?
So I am Amy Adams in the movie Arrival, and I'm joined today by my special guest, Glopzorp from the Scorflaffian galaxy. And I might be doing a costume change halfway through, but I thought let's start off with the wig before the wig gets fucked up by the alien mask. But yes, for right now, I am Amy Adams in the movie Arrival. I have a lab coat on, and I'm so disappointed because I went to the Halloween store, just like whatever, one of those random pop-ups that only show up once a year. They had it was advertised as, maybe I misread it. I swear to God, I thought this was supposed to come with a stethoscope or something. I know it's not a doctor outfit, but it said lab coat plus accessories. And I opened it up today to use, and it's just a lab coat. And you can barely tell that it's a lab coat, but that's okay.
I can tell it's a lab coat, but I will say probably what happened is the accessories got stolen. If it's one of those like pouches with the snaps on the back.
Could be. Yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
I feel like that happens a lot at Halloween stores.
Yeah, that's probably true. But you know what also happens a lot around Halloween?
What?
We've got patrons to thank.
Oh.
Natalia, would you like to shout out this episode's patrons?
I would love to. We would like to thank Danny, Patricia M, Amanda, Jess M, Dorothy, Brielle, Kinsley M, Padaka and Sani, Miss Natty Cat, Ripley F, Zeke G, Amanda S, Emma D, Rebecca H, Lindsay M, Cetus, Taylor M, Anna S, Katrine G, Alex W, Madison M, Julia M, Alex P, I'm Marobiba, Sabrina P, Amanda S, Mary G, Rake, Nicole S, Hannah M, Brian G, Corky M, P, Deja, Rebecca S, Y2NLA, Maria O, Brandy B, Lauren B, Fresh Zombie, Spencer S, Samantha D, Victoria, Pedrito El Maldito, Alex W, Laura C, Lily Bell C, Fred H, Ashley D, Madeline B, Rally R, Danielle S, Macy D, Jenny S, Alea J, Madison E, Sarah J, Jamie F, Kathleen M, Sapphire, Grandma Painter, Mikey BDX7, Omar M, Cynthia V, Lexi L, Kayla P, Brianna, Marquez C, Peter Barker, Brianna C, Robin V, Kayla M, Turin K, Ariel R, Anna R, Meg T, James H, Rachel M, Molly, Phoenix C, Lily, Deech, Jess B, Cheesy, Grace C, Lisa B, Jennifer M, Red Moon, Silver Snaffles, Caroline L, and Elizabeth P. Thank you all very, very much for donating. We cannot do the show without you guys. We support our patrons so much because they support us. If you would like to be a patron, you can go to patreon.com/letsgethaunted. All the information is there on how to be a patron. If you don't know what that is, do some research because we don't have enough time to talk about it in this episode because we already started late. So we want to get through as many listener stories as possible.
Woo! That's right. And not only are we doing listener stories today, but every listener stories episode, we also unbox our fan mail. Natalia, are you ready to see some fan mail?
I'm so ready. I can like barely see anything right now because these sunglasses are super polarized. And so, like, when you look at a digital screen with polarized sunglasses on, it's just, like, beating back and forth, like, different dimensions. I don't know. Like, this,
you know,
fashion
is pain.
I think my eyes will just, like, adjust slowly. Like, I'm thinking about this, like, as a workout for the muscles in my eyes.
That's a good way to look at most things in life. If something is difficult, just look at it as, yeah, it's, like, some sort of... You know, like when people are trying to like meditate themselves into a higher plane of existence, so they like do something painful, like a fast or like self-flagellation or something. Just look at it like that. You're about to ascend to the fourth dimension, which is what I think what QAnon was advocating for. But I'm not sure. I still don't fully understand what that episode was about.
That was the fifth.
This first package comes from Erica V. And Erica writes, Nat and Ellie, thank you so much for the literal years of laughs and hauntings. You've made Wednesdays my favorite day of the week, and I really cannot express enough how much I talk about LGH with people who didn't even ask. In true haunty fashion, I ordered these ornaments / decorations from my best friend in October 2020 and received them shortly after. Now that I have moved with them twice, I think it's time they went to their rightful haunted homes. They are sustainably sourced coyote vertebrae that my friend paints. I included her business card if you're curious about what else she makes. Thank you again for being your wonderful selves and for pouring so much into this podcast and community, Erica V. And let's give a big shout out to Hannah L. Millsap. Website www.hannahlmillsap.com. info@hannahlmillsap.com. Fuck yeah. Let's see what these ornaments
look like.
Let's
see what these, coyote vertebrae ornaments. This is going to be very haunted.
Let's see. I'm pulling out some fluffy packaging materials. And oh, wow. This is very haunted. Look at this. Hold on. Wait.
Wait, what? What the hell? Oh.
It's painted.
Where do you guys put this? Do you put this on a Christmas tree?
I think we're going to have to do a Let's Get Haunted Haunted Christmas special, and we'll just have a tree in the background that has
full
like stuff people have gotten
body
us.
Parts?
these are really cool, interesting.
Yeah, these are very interesting. So those of you guys who can't see what we're talking about, it's a piece of a vertebrae, but they're painted like different kind of like tribal paintings, I guess you would call it. Like this one's black with turquoise and like little squiggly lines on it and triangles and geometric shapes and stuff, but it's for sure like a spinal column. There's like, you know, it looks like a piece of a spine for sure. I'm interested to know where people put those. Like, is it because it doesn't look like a traditional Christmas thing? It's not like red and green or sparkly.
Now what if I turn them into earrings?
Oh, wow. See, if I saw... Those actually look really good with that wig. I feel like that's a whole mood there. Like, if you just see someone walking around with long, luscious red hair and, like, vertebrae and a lab coat, like, don't even fucking look twice because they know something you don't.
I feel like I would just give that person money. Like, if somebody walked by me just with vertebrae in their ears and, luscious Amy Adams hair... I fucking wish my hair looked like this. Yeah, I think I would just make it rain on them. I'd be like, you know what? Yes, you have not spoken to me, but here's $5,000. I took out a personal loan for this just now. Thank you so much, Erica V. And thank you so much to Hannah Millsap. I love seeing all the cool, creative, spooky things you guys do. Listeners and their friends. Everyone is so creative in a really cool way. Like, I would have never thought to do that, but it makes a lot of sense because if you think about it, I like that you added that they were sustainably sourced, Erica. Thank you, because that would have been a question we asked. I really like the idea of when an animal dies, using all of the animal in a way that like honors the animal. And I feel like if I were a coyote, honestly, when I die, if you guys want to make ornaments out of my vertebrae, I welcome you to it. Don't know if it's legal or not, but I'm telling you right now on air, it's fine with me. I feel like that coyote would be really pumped to feel like it's living on as a beautiful decoration.
Yeah. I mean, I can't speak for the coyote, but myself thinks it's a very interesting thing to have in your house. It also could be a huge red flag if you go into someone's house and they have painted vertebrae everywhere. So just, you know, use your best judgment, guys. Like if they live in a dark apartment, like that's like smells strange and they're like looking at you with a knife pointed towards you, probably not the best place to hang out and admire the painted vertebrae. But if you're like at just like a quirky person's house who looks like they drive a haunted school bus and part of that show, The Magic School Bus.
Yeah.
That's a cool place to hang out and ask some questions. Maybe they have more stuff in there.
Wait, that's so true. Okay. There has to be a biology teacher, like a high school biology teacher that's listening to this right now. Imagine if you showed up to school and you were wearing like a bone dress with vertebrae earrings, coyote vertebrae earrings. You would immediately be the coolest teacher in the school.
Yeah.
Everyone check out Hannah Millsap.
Yes, 100%.
This next one comes from Omar M. And Omar, if you're listening to this, your package is on the way to you. You already know what I'm talking about. Don't have to elaborate. And Omar did not write a note, but he provided a keychain and 3 books. Are you ready to find out what these books are, Natalia?
Because I'm 100%.
One, I can already tell, is 100% for you. Okay.
What is it?
The first one is called Leyendas de Guanajuato. The second one is Guanajuato Leyendas, and that means Legends of Guanajuato. And then this one is for sure for you, Natalia. It is The Horse, the Epic History of Our Noble Companions by Wendy Williams.
Oh my
Wait
God.
A minute.
Wait, the Wendy Williams?
I don't like know.
The lady with the talk show? Wow. That is
I can't. It has to be a different Wendy Williams, but that's hilarious to imagine Wendy Williams being like, have you ever seen those jump cut compilations of her on TikTok
where it's insane.
Like, where she's like, death to her. Like, in the middle of the show, she'll just be like advocating for a celebrity's parents to die. And then she just goes on to write an epic about her love of horses. That would be incredible.
I'm so stoked to read that. And I for sure will get some episode material from that as well. Because I'm sure there's all kinds of cool mythology. I don't know anything about Wendy Williams. I've never watched her show. I like didn't even know she existed. I just see the compilations on social media and like those compilations make her seem fucking insane.
Oh, they're, she like, is 100%. She's totally unhinged.
Did she get fired? Does she still have a show? Because she like says the most out of pocket shit.
I'm pretty sure her show is still going on, but like I heard about her a couple years ago when she was dressed as the Statue of Liberty and passed out on air, and so she's just like standing there starting to talk, and then I mean, you know, it's like sad. We've all been there. Who among us has not passed out dressed as the Statue of Liberty? I'm sure every frat boy on Halloween. 100%. But that's how I found out about her. And then I started watching clips of her on YouTube and I was like, this lady, like, she's so out of pocket. But I think that's why people listen to her, because she's you're just like, you never know. I don't even think she knows what's going to come out of her mouth sometimes. When there was like that clip
confused.
Yeah. Where she's talking about like, you know, Mr. Spears, like Britney Spears' dad, she was going on a rant, and then she's like, death to them all. And then as soon as she says it, she looks shocked, like she didn't even know she was going to say it. I hope it was Wendy Williams that wrote this horse book. And then he also gave us this cute little Guanajuato keychain, and I will definitely be putting this on my giant key ring that has 5 million keys on it. And if you don't know what we're talking about, too long, didn't read, no time to explain, you gotta just watch the LA meetup vlog on tier 2 of the Patreon.
Yep,
all right,
yep,
we've got more packages here. This next one comes from Jess M. I recognize Jess M.
Yes, Jess M. I recognize all these names, honestly.
That's very true. I as well recognize all these names. Okay, it looks like we're starting with a card. Let's see. It says, open first. If possible, wait to open with Natalia. If not possible, also cool. Guess what, Jess?
We're together.
We're together and we're living large. This says, here, I'll show you.
Congratulations. Oh, and it's a bunch of like people stock who look image. Like they work in an office.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, great work. Well done. Good job. Terrific. Way to go. And it's like, yeah, a stock image of like people clapping for you at like your corporate job.
Oh, wow. This is really cute. So on the inside, it says it's your, and then there's a bunch of check boxes you can check. So it's like, check here if it's your birthday, if it's your parole hearing, if it's your enemy's funeral. And then she checked a blank box that says slay season, shorty award, being hot, having a Patreon, etc. Please celebrate accordingly.
Oh, my God. That's so nice. Thank you, Jess.
Thank you, Jess. So it says, dearest Nat and Allie, my name is Jess M. Jess, we know who you are.
We know
recognize
who you are.
Your name. No need to introduce. And I've been a dedicated hauntie for over a year now. I am from small town Tennessee, 15 minutes from Pulaski, where a yellow deli is located. And the, KKK
yeah,
originated. That is dark. Oh. Yikes, she says. In my hometown, we also have the Amish country, a hippie farm, and a torture house that came from California. Fucked up.
What?
You should Google it. I think at one point, we were the meth capital of the United States. Honestly, KKK and meth, it seems like that should be like an obvious,
yes.
an right. obvious like cause and effect, or like, I don't
yeah.
know, like there's
Those
some connection
together.
There. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And the place with the most unsolved murders because of internal cover-ups in Lawrence County, Tennessee. Also, yikes. Now I live in East Tennessee for grad school, Appalachian country. Thank
oh,
you
wow.
both for being chaotic, weird, and relatable, but also for showing that with hard work and dedication, a silly girl can slay big time. You two are my muses. Thank you for being besties to the haunties. Slay Jess M. Jess, thank you so much.
Jess, that was very uplifting. That was like my church. Yeah, some demons were just released, like a weight off my shoulders.
Exactly.
That was a beautiful card. Thank you very much.
And I will be hanging that up. You guys might not know this, but if you send us cards, they do get hung up on our wall. So if you don't want that to happen, don't send
yeah,
us stuff.
Note.
Because yeah, or I guess that's true. You can send us stuff. Just make sure in the note you're like, hey, I don't want this ever hung up. If you hang this up, I will sue you. I will say
yeah,
that you forged my signature. Yeah, I don't know you. Exactly. All right. Jess has sent. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. This is so cute. It looks like some of this stuff is handmade.
Oh, wait. Oh, this is so cute. It's like a bundle of things with twine and it says haunted. Open at your own risk. Well, we're going to open it, even though we probably shouldn't now.
Yeah. Dude, Jess, after all this time of like haunties who've been with us for a while may remember that sometimes when I shout out Jess, because we only do last initial, sometimes I'll be like the coolest last name ever, Jess M, because her last name is super cool.
Yeah.
So, Jess, after all this time of me telling you I think your name is cool, if you like sent us a cursed chicken foot or something, I'm going to be so angry. Okay, it says... Haunted contents, burn after reading. Do not distribute. Open at your own risk.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my contents. God. It's the yellow deli locations. It's all the yellow delis.
What?
It sounds like Jess went to the yellow deli in her hometown and grabbed this, like, little
paper. Oh, it's a flyer.
Look how many there are.
Oh, that's scary. Yeah. Brazil, Argentina, England, Canada, France, Spain, Japan, Czech Republic, Australia. Yeah, they're all over the world. That's and they're in like backpacker locations where you have people who are paying to like $7
God.
A night to sleep in a hostel. So the prospect of having somewhere free to stay is like really exciting.
Yeah. That's so fucked up. I mean, it's not a coincidence that yellow delis set up shop in front of places where people are doing drugs. Like, that's really what it comes down to. Like, people that are partying and doing drugs, and then they go and, like, wait outside of Grateful Dead concerts or wait outside of hostels and then just, like, rope people into their fucking cult. I mean, if that's the thing. If you're actually a good cult, you don't need to take advantage of people. You don't even need to advertise. People would just be like, hey, I heard that there's like this really cool self-sustaining garden land where you like you get any type of sock you want and you can drink from the Tuck Everlasting Well of Everlasting Life. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, you can get married in like a biblical outfit with a man playing a lyre.
Yeah.
While there's like
and
a
he's
creepy
but he's
goat.
Actually a centaur. Okay, these are super cute. Oh my God. We're gonna have to look at these later. But these are like little cute like comic strips. They
Oh,
you know what?
Oh yeah.
Okay, wow. I almost just got on the back. So I was like, these are cute. Oh, I'm going to hang these up. I'm going to read them. And as soon as I've like flipped them around to show Natalia, and on the back, it says the 12 tribes of the Yellow Deli. These are cartoon pamphlets.
Oh, wow.
That are
holy
like.
Shit. Okay, you guys, I have to describe this. Like one of them says like frog stew, and it has like they're like weird, like little illustrated stories. And then on the back, it has all. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's a cartoon. So this is for sure like reaching out to children or people on drugs. This is crazy.
And they feel handmade. Like, and that catches my eye because handmade. I love zines. Like, you know, like cute little like collages people put together. Like the coolest person in your high school probably had one and you were probably super jealous, unless you were the person with the zine. There was this one girl at my high school that was like, she was going to FITM, which is like a big deal in Southern California. She like graduated a year early, got into the Fashion Institute. She was goth. She like wore, like she made all her own clothes. And then she had this really cool like zine newsletter of like her like fashion sketches. It would be like sketches and it was so cool. And I was like, that girl is fucking sick. Anyway, I don't think I ever even met her. That's how cool she was. She was older than me. And I was like, this girl is a badass. I like know her whole life.
I have some people like that.
Don't even know
her name.
Yeah.
For my whole life. Yeah. Yeah. And like, I'm not friends with them on Facebook or anything. It was just like a girl who went to like another high school that like had a cool haircut. And
exactly.
I'll never forget her.
And yes. And you never forget her. Okay. Again, two more pamphlets from the Yellow Deli.
The Plight of Man. Yeah. This is crazy.
There's like
this
an
is
astronaut.
So weird.
Oh, all of these. Oh my God. This, we have a stack of cult reading materials now. We can do research on the Yellow Deli again.
I kind of get it though, because so you see those and they're very interesting, and right, the Yellow Deli is like very, remember they don't like watch TV and they don't like take in like outside media, they don't like listen to outside music or anything like that, so it would make sense that they have all these little entertaining comics and things like
that
for people to read, because they don't have like the newspaper or internet or any of like social media or anything to keep them busy, and they can't read like a regular book. It has to be like, you know, a frog went to a restaurant and became a cult member, but it's
exactly.
fine but
Yeah. And you don't get paid for your labor, but it's fine because actually that's what you wanted the whole time. You didn't want fair pay. You wanted no pay in exchange for like having to do more hard labor when you get home and go to the farm. Then she also made us a little Fabergé egg. It's an Easter egg. I haven't opened it yet. It says, a lost Fabergé egg. Wonder what's inside.
Whoa. What's in there?
Oh my God. It's
Is
Nick
it more
Cage.
Yellow Deli?
No, it's Nick Cage in a banana.
It's a peeled banana sticker with Nick Cage like relaxing, reclining, coming
oh
out of
my
it.
God,
that's
I love it.
This is insane. Yeah. I really like this. I like this podcast.
I'm a fan of Let's Get Haunted. 5 stars, I think. This next one is really cool. Before I show you, let me read this letter. But it is a handmade, like hand-drawn postcard. So it's like somebody bought a blank postcard and then hand-drew a cover. Oh. Okay, so this note says, hi, Nat and Allie. I'm Allison, she, her. And also, choice_spirit on Insta. I know who you are. I'm also who sent the Seattle Kraken postcard. Yes, I have. Oh. It's literally up across from me right now above Nat's desk in the studio. I can literally see it. I had this fan art postcard sketched for, I think, a year and hit an art block and just found it and my creative energy again. So wanted to finish it and send it on. It's ink and watercolor. Been loving the show since, I think, June 2019 when I searched Haunted for a new podcast. Keep up the amazing work. Love the show. Allison in Connecticut. Okay, are you ready to see this?
Yeah.
Oh, and then she drew little Fresno night crawlers. Oh, that's so cute. Oh. Okay, wait. Here we go.
Oh, this is cute. Wait, is that a possum?
Yes, on top of a UFO.
It's a possum on a UFO, and it says, "There's no time to explain. Let's get haunted." That's cute.
Oh, my screaming. God. That is so cute. I'll probably end up like taking a picture of this and posting it to the Instagram because it's very cute. Thank you so much, Allison.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I kind of like, in between doing listener stories, I like forget that people actually listen to this, and that's like why we do this, you know, because like Alyssa and I, we just get stuck on a like recording schedule. Okay, we got to record this, we got to record that, we got to edit this, we got to do that, you know, and we kind of like forget that people listen to this, and that's why we do it, because it's like fun to have a community. And then I'm reminded, oh yeah, these are our friends. I forgot our friends. Like, that's what we're here for. Yeah. Like, we have friends.
Oh wow, hold on. Okay, if you guys hear this ASMR in the background, it's me unboxing. So the box itself says "Fragile, do not squish me," and then it is from Sandra B, also in Connecticut.
Okay, I'm scared.
Wow. Do we have a Connecticut? If you're from Connecticut and you're listening to this right now, can you stop what you're doing? And can you go to @letsgethaunted on Instagram and leave a comment and say you're from Connecticut? Yeah. Because I am very interested to know which state has the most haunties. And I've never been to Connecticut before. Is there haunted shit there? Probably.
Yes.
All 50 states are haunted.
Yeah. No, I saw this like Country Living magazine when I first moved to Atlanta. And it was from Connecticut. And like they have like all these historical buildings and stuff. It's really cool. Whoa. Allie is holding up.
It's string art.
Oh, wait. Wait, I know what this is because I got one of these too. Did you read this letter?
There's no letter. It says from Sandra B, but I feel like Corky had said, oh, wait, did I just dox you, Corky?
It's probably from Corky's friend because Corky said that they have a friend who makes the art. So maybe Corky's friend sent it from their studio. But yeah, Corky gave me and Alyssa these they're like wooden, what do you call it, it's like a wooden square with a bunch of nails in it, and then like different colored strings strung around the nails to make a design. And Allie's is a alien.
What was
and
yours?
Mine is a mermaid.
Oh my gosh, Corky, thank you so it's much very, Corky. Very nice. This is so cool.
It's so beautiful and like well made, and it's a and beautiful it's shiny gift. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, Corky. Thank you so much. Also, shout out to Corky. For those of you that were at the LA meetup, you already know Corky was like walking around picking up people's trash, like being super chill and just like helping us not piss off the owners because we didn't tell anyone that we were going to this bar because we didn't want them to tell us we couldn't do it. And so we just decided to do it, which is the story of our lives. So shout out to Corky. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Corky.
I can't wait to hang this up.
As soon as I like behind me right now is just literally like a bunch of boxes. I don't even think you guys can see. See all these boxes behind me? Like I'm literally doing their closet and bathroom, and so are everything's in a box behind me, but you don't have to know about that. You can just think that I'm in a haunted library.
And you are. I'm in a haunted greenhouse. Nat's in a haunted library.
When I have my office back, then I can like put all of
I just got so scared.
What?
I didn't realize when I opened, sorry guys, there's this giant box. And I had, like, moved it around. I have, like, a stack of fan mail next to me, and this is a very small studio space. And I pushed down the lid of the cardboard box, and then as you were talking, it, like, slid up across this fake fireplace I have, and it made this giant, like, noise. But because I have headphones in, I, like, couldn't tell if it was coming from you or from me, and then I realized it was the box. But I just got really scared. I thought there was, like, someone clearing their throat, like an entity in the room with me, God, either farting or clearing their throat, and I got so scared.
That would be so offensive if an entity just, like, appeared and, like, ripped ass. That would be just so rude. I would be pissed, honestly. I would be fucking so mad.
Come on. Either, like, yeah, you're not scaring me. You're just grossing me out.
This is a core event for me, and that's just disrespectful. Like, you do your job. You show up, you scare me, and then you, like, leave or I die. But this now has, like, ruined my perception of what an entity is.
Exactly. It's super uncool. All right. This says, you can read all of this on the podcast, and you can use my name. Hi, read this in your best fangirl voice. It has like a bunch of eyes, so that's how I imagine it. Stop hating on the fact that your podcast is cringe and unprofessional. It's my favorite thing about it. So much so that I made two pieces of fan art that embody these things. And also get to write to the best two people I listen to every week, which says a lot because I listen to a multitude of podcasts on supernatural cults and conspiracies.
Oh, I like the subtle shade.
The topic has been my special interest, I'm autistic, for about 4 years. Everything about it brings me joy, but your spin on it and the amazing connections to your lives give an extra dose of joy every Wednesday. I hope that you enjoy these fan arts, even if it's only for a laugh before you throw them away. From Maggie. First, Maggie, do you think I throw anything away in life? Like, no, this is actually a problem. No, I have closets full of, like, back in the day, I used to go to raves all the time. Do you think when I stopped going to raves that I got rid of any of my bracelets or candy or beads? No. In fact, I think sometimes I'll just see a bead I like at Michael's craft store and I'll buy it. That's how much of a problem I have. I don't throw away anything. So this is now stuck with me forever. So I hope it's cool because I will not be throwing it away. All right, I'm going to open it.
That was like a very good way to describe yourself. Yeah. I've never seen someone buy so much useless random things until I met Alyssa.
My forte is miniature things that look like other things. So like a shot glass that looks like a boot, a vase that looks like a strawberry, a backpack that looks like a dinosaur. Like that's my jam. Okay, these are really cool. These are handmade collages.
Oh, it says Cryptid Zone. Wait, that's really cute. It's a handmade collage and it says Cryptid Zone in some sort of material. And then there's another one that says Ghouls Only. Okay, I really like these. I think we need to hang these in our office immediately.
These are so cute. I love.
They're very like cottagecore.
They are. And I feel like this is actually something I've been wanting to talk about for a while. I think collaging is an underestimated art form. Collages are so cool. And that's sort of what zines are too, right? Yeah. Like collages of like different poems and sketches and like cutouts from magazines. I love collages. Thank you so much. That is awesome. I can't wait. We're getting so much cool art. I feel like this, first of all, when Nat came into the studio for the first time this year, she was like, this is a fire hazard. And it definitely is. But it looks so cool. It looks so cool. We've just got like fan art everywhere. Like, different collages of like cool shit you guys have sent us, letters, postcards, graduation announcements. I love it.
It looks like a teenage girl's bedroom, like with all of like the stuff on the walls and little things everywhere. It's I feel like at one point, if we keep doing this for like 20 years, we could have one of those art installations where you like go walk in it and like can take pictures in it and stuff, you know, because it's like just a bunch of like different things. I don't know how to explain it. There's one in Oklahoma City called The Womb. It's like a meow cat type thing. I feel like we could have one.
Yeah. If you guys are from Ventura County, I'm about to give you a blast from the past that you probably forgot about. Does anyone out there remember Bonnie's? It was like I think it was just called Bonnie's, and it was on Main Street in Ventura. They kept getting ticketed for being a fire hazard. It was this really, really old Halloween store. I don't even know how they stayed in business because it was just like wall to wall stuff hanging from the ceilings, stuff hanging from the rafters, like costumes that looked like they had been there for 100 years. And then they're like, you could barely get to the counter. And yeah, I just remember the fire department kept writing them tickets and the owner was like refusing to pay on principle because they were like, we've been here for 100 years. Like, how dare you? And then I think the owner, Bonnie, I think she eventually passed away because she was there for 100 years and was probably a ghost. And then it got shut down. But if you know what I'm talking about, please leave a comment at Let's Get Haunted. I also just realized the string art, the super fucking cool alien string art, did come with a note. It fell underneath my chair. I'm going to read it.
Oh.
Hey, Allie and Nat, this is Corky. We thought that this alien would make a great addition to the LGH office. Thank you for keeping us haunted. Instagram at Corkster. And then it says, LGH, my friend Corky introduced me to your podcast and she commissioned my first string art for your office. Well, first two pieces. There is another one on the way. I really enjoyed designing and making these for you. Stay haunted. Sandra's Crafty Bobbins. Insta Crafty _Bobbins. Etsy Sandra's Crafty Bobbins.
Wow, Sandra, thanks, and Sandra Corky. Thank you. Corky. That's so thoughtful. And Corky, it was very nice for you to send one to me in Atlanta. So I'll have one to keep me company here as well. That's very, very thoughtful and super unexpected. So thank you very much. And thank you to everyone who sends stuff to us at all. Like, I wish I was that cool when I was younger. I would have things that I listened to and liked, but I just never thought it was like accessible. I think maybe once I sent a letter to Orlando Bloom, but like, who knows if he got it. I was just really happy that he was Legolas, and that's like what the whole letter was like, thank you for being Legolas.
Imagine if Orlando Bloom is like me and just keeps everything, and he has one room dedicated to fan stuff, and your letter is somewhere in there.
I feel like sometimes celebrities do that. Like, this is a random off-topic thing, but I saw some post on Reddit before that was like a picture of Victoria Justice taking a selfie in her room. She was a Nickelodeon, like a child star on like a Nickelodeon show called Victorious. And someone commented and was like, wow, on her nightstand, there's like just 4 or 5 different like fan art things there. And then someone commented and was like, literally one of those is like something that I sent to her like 7 or 8 years ago. And I'm so surprised that she still has it. And then the person had a picture of them holding the thing that was on their nightstand. And then you just see her like, it's like just in her bedroom. And I like, that will be me. That will be me. Yeah. If this podcast goes under one day, or when it does eventually, there will be things that have survived that like, I'm going to like, yeah, keep everything somehow.
What if we're like 90 years old and we're still like, but instead of Zoom, it's now holograms. So we're just hologramming ourselves into the same room and someone's filming it for us and we can't hear each other. And we're just screaming about ghosts and aliens. Would you guys still listen to that? Write in at Let's Get Haunted on Instagram.
Kind of what it is now.
Okay, this next package is our last. And I'm going to read the letter first. It's very cute. It has little dino stickers, little stickers that say LGH. A little frog and a cow and a bee. This is very kawaii. It's very cute. Mm. I'll show you after I read it. Dear Nat and Allie, first off, I want to say how much I love LGH. You are my number one favorite podcast. I always look forward to every new episode. I especially love your intros and hearing your personal hauntings. I'm so happy you started your Patreon and that I can be a part of supporting you guys. I wood burned this Ouija box. Hopefully you can use it for something in your office. Also, there's a keychain for Nat. My dad makes these little skull coins, and I wanted you to have one because they look like pirate treasure.
Oh, thank you. I'm excited for treasure.
There's also root beer and red vines for Allie.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I love that that has become like,
I know,
a thing. I'm so excited because it's a dark secret. Nat has known me for how long? Like 12 years? And you never knew how much I love root beer and red vines. And then it just came out one day on the podcast. Now everyone knows it and I love it. I'm out of the red vine root beer closet. I hope you guys like these gifts. I can't wait for the next episode. And I would love more Sims and Nancy Drew content from Allie. Oh, don't worry. It's coming. As soon as we get monitors for this computer that Sabrina funded, Hector built, and Camry organized, I will 100% be doing Nancy Drew playthroughs.
We need a plaque on that computer that says that as well. Like a little headstone.
One. Yeah. Here lies the funds raised, like the funds and time raised and donated. P.S. I'm also attaching a few short experiences I've had with doppelgangers that I thought you might find interesting. All the love and support for you both. Heart, Sarah May. Okay, let me show you how cute this letter is.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, yeah. Do they draw those? Are those stickers? That's cute.
Some of them are drawings. Some are stickers. So cute.
Oh, these are cute. There's a dinosaur LGH. Oh, that's very cute. Thank you.
Before I read the experiences, let me just show you what's in here. Root beer candy.
Oh.
They're shaped like little barrels.
Cute.
Like you fermented some root beer for me. Side note, the other day I was at a restaurant and the waiter came by and was like asking everyone for their drink orders, and everybody was getting alcohol except for me, and I was like, hey, I'll take a root beer. And he writes it down and then pauses for a second and goes, do I need to check your ID for that? And I was like, for root beer?
Was he joking?
No. And he's like, yeah, is it alcoholic? And I was like, no. And then he's like, just turned around and left.
That's how, like, no one knows about root beer. I feel like root beer was invented, like, 120 years ago and, like, fell out of popularity after the 50s, right?
Probably. I know sarsaparilla is more old-timey and similar. This is so cute. Squishy pals. I'm going to put squishy. These on Nat's desk.
Oh, these are cute.
There's a
yes,
little cloud
I love squishies.
And a little unicorn. Those are so cute. And then red vines.
Red vines.
Every day is like Christmas when you have a podcast. I love it so much. Oh my God, there's so much stuff in here. I keep thinking I've reached the bottom. Oh, whoa. Okay, this is the coin. I'm
the
100%
coin.
I'm shipping this to you. It literally looks
oh,
like
wow,
treasure.
Oh, wow, that's so cool. It literally looks like Captain Barbossa's treasure, doesn't it?
Yes,
cool.
It looks
like,
it's like
a giant coin with a
treasure.
Skull. That's dope. That's going to go on my keychain as
oh
well.
My God. Oh, to Natalia, you like these. These are little Japanese candies.
Oh, I love these. Yeah. Oh, Hello Panda. Oh, so cute. Oh, my gosh. And little koalas. Yummy.
A Kit Kat.
Ah,
a little
cute.
Mini Japanese Kit
Thank
Kat.
Thank you, guys. This is so nice.
Wait, wait. I'm still going through. We've got more Kit Kats. Another Kit Kat.
Ooh, I was just had a thought. Like, how cool would it be if you went trick-or-treating at someone's house and they just had, like, the super expensive Japanese candy?
That would honestly, that would be
dope.
So fucking
yeah.
cool. I would go there
yeah.
every year as an adult. This is the cute little Ouija box that she
oh,
wood burned.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's very haunted,
oh,
but also
so
very
haunted.
Aesthetic.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it. Okay, and?
Amazing.
All right. Time to listen to Sarah May's doppelganger experiences. I've had three experiences that I can only explain as doppelganger sightings. The first happened when I was in high school. I came home from school one day and my parents were gone. When I walked in the door, our two dogs, Henry and Sweetie, came to greet me. We went to the kitchen and I gave them each a treat. Sweetie then went to sleep on the couch and Henry went down the hall and into my brother's room. I called my parents to ask if they wanted me to take the dogs outside. My mom said Sweetie can go out, but that Henry was with her at Petco. I went to my brother's room to check, and there was nothing in there. I don't know what I saw, but it wasn't Henry. Oh my God, sorry, I just got the chills. A doppelganger?
What?
Another doppelganger sighting?
It was a dog, though?
Yeah, a dog doppelganger. Remember, we
wow.
kind of talked about that in one episode. Oh, that's crazy. The next happened years later when I was at my grandparents' house. My grandma and I were in the front yard getting ready to have a yard sale. I saw my grandpa drive past the house. It was definitely him because he was driving slow enough that I could see his red Hyundai with a frog stuffed animal on the window. He was wearing his usual orange hat and waving at me. I asked grandma where he was going. She was confused and told me grandpa was inside and his car was out back. The last experience was a few months ago. I got home from work late one night, and from my car, I saw my dad walk through our bamboo trees towards his workshop. When I got in the house and put my stuff away, I told my mom I was going to go out to the shop to hang out with my dad. She told me that he was asleep in their basement. I told her what I saw, so she went to check if he had maybe woken up and did go out, but he was still asleep. I checked outside to see if anyone was there, but there wasn't. With our fenced-in property and giant dog, it's very unlikely that there was anyone else I could have seen. Thank you if you took the time to read this far, and I hope you found these experiences interesting. If you want to, please feel free to use these in a future listener episode. Done and done, Sarah May. You are on a future listener episode right now.
Wow.
What does that mean?
Weird.
What do we think that means, that she's had multiple doppelganger sightings in her life?
I don't know. Like, part of me was like, maybe you're in a time slip, right? Because a lot of these
oh.
weren't like evil doppelgangers. It was just like, oh, you thought someone was somewhere, but they actually were somewhere else. And like, you saw their car driving, but like, no, actually it's in the, I think it's like a time slip.
It could, I mean, honestly, that makes more sense to me, because if you're having multiple, it's, I wonder if your house, Sarah May, is on
it's
some
glitching.
Sort of like, I don't know, some sort of, it's located in an area that like, I don't know, maybe two dimensions pass between it.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's
a wormhole. It's
one of two things. Yeah, you're either like glitching between different time and space, or you're in a simulation, in which
oh, God.
We're in a simulation too. We're part of it.
That's very true. Thank you guys so much for sending us all of this fan mail. I have this giant pile next to me, and we feel very loved when we get to open stuff up for listener stories. If you would like to send us listener mail, you can do so by mailing Let's Get Haunted, P.O. Box 1658, Camarillo, California, 93011, and we will open up your package on a future listener story. And we recommend that you just send us anything you want, as long as it's not dangerous or going to curse us. Anything else, we would love to have to put in our office.
Yeah, you guys, I can't say enough how loved these episodes make us feel. I think you guys know because you listen to this podcast, but there's not any people in our like regular lives who aren't haunties that understand what it is that we do, because we literally spend all of our free time doing this, and like sometimes we'll our personal relationships will suffer consequences because they're like, why are you like spending all your time doing that, and it's like doesn't even have a return. But what they don't see is that it does, is that we have a very small, dedicated community that makes us feel really good. And so thank you guys very much for sending in all of your comments, even if you don't send in stuff to our P.O. box, just sending in haunted stories or giving us a pat on the back and saying that you like the podcast. It really, really does go a long way for us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. And with that, Natalia, would you like to kick off the first listener story of the episode?
Yeah, I would. I feel like we already got some listener stories, but let's kick this bitch off.
Yeah.
Okay. Our first one comes from Taylor M. Oh, I know Taylor M. She's a Swiftie. Hello, my spooky haunted queens. First off, I can't tell you how long I've been wanting to write this email. I have been listening to you since your 8th episode, and wow, it's been a journey. You are both honestly so talented and hilarious. I really don't know how you can have any haters. I will keep supporting LGH as long as it's around, even if I'm in my 40s. Lol. I really appreciate how interactive you are with your fans, and I'm proud to be in the LGH Haunted fam. Anyways, I wanted to share with you my own personal haunting at my local theater, so buckle up. When I was 4, I started doing shows at my local community theater, which just so happens to be sitting on an old railroad. Ooh. No joke, the dressing room is in the train car, and the shows took place where the railroad station used to be.
Here's a pic of
what it looked like back in the day and what it looks like now. Haunted as F. Oh, wow, that's really cool. Oh, yeah, there's like a little train outside. That must be the dressing room. The story goes, there's a little girl named Molly that had died here around the tracks, but nobody knows how it happened. She usually hangs out in the train car in a closet. It was officially known as Molly's Closet when I did shows there. As actors, we would stay in the train car with her during shows, and I cannot tell you the amount of times I've heard knocks coming from her closet. I have chills. As well as the door to the closet opening for no reason when the whole train car is closed, even though it's duct tape shut.
No.
Long story short, it's haunted AF. Here we go. When I was a kid, our family was very involved with the Depot Theater, and my dad was a board member at the time, meaning he used to have keys to lock up for shows. When I was around 8 or 9, my friends and I thought it would be fun to try and spend time alone there to see if we experience anything. Big mistake. One night, my 3 friends and I sat in a circle on stage in the theater. My friend, let's call him Dan, started provoking Molly, saying that she wasn't real and egging her on to see if anything would happen.
Oh, God.
A child who has always believed in ghosts, did not think this was a good idea. Before I could say anything, he gets out of his chair and starts running through the aisle of the theater screaming, "You can't get me, Molly!" We started running after him to get him to stop as we were all a little freaked out already. All of a sudden, he trips, hits his head on the wooden armrest for one of the theater seats, and gets hurt, laying in one of the rows holding his head. He gets up after a few seconds and had a massive bulge the size of a golf ball on his forehead. We were trying to keep our cool, but not gonna lie, he looked pretty bad. He steps out of the row, and I shit you not, he had fallen into row M. Oh my gosh, I have chills. We left immediately after because he had to go ice his face, and we were all much too afraid to continue with our investigation. At this point, I do not care if people believe the story, because to this day, I can never go around there without feeling creeped out. I personally don't believe she's mean, but she's little. I think she likes to play. It's times like these I'm happy that I'm not sensitive to spirits. The theater has been shut down since COVID, and I imagine Molly gets lonely. Last Halloween, my sister and her friends did the ghost challenge there for a photo shoot, and my dog kept staring at the tracks, wagging his tail, and looking at absolutely nothing. Also, for some strange reason, my email keeps glitching as I write this again.
No!
So haunted. I know that story was long, but I appreciate it if you do read it, even if it doesn't get into the story for the next episode. I have attached a few articles that feature the theater and paranormal history for you to peruse, as well as a YouTube video with one of the paranormal investigations from the train car. Keep killing it, Allie and Nat. You are both so talented, and I truly hope sponsors and networks see your worth in the near future. P.S. Your giveaway merch may be defective, but this podcast is not. Lol. Love, Let's Get Haunted. Sincerely, Taylor M. Oh, cool. And there's history of the Depot Theater. I'm clicking on it. Maybe it's Depot Theater. Oh, yeah.
Can you send it in the chat, in the Zoom chat?
Yeah, there's a bunch of info in here, though. So we'll have to, I'll send it to you, but we'll have to look at it on our own time. We could definitely do an episode on this because there's a lot of info in here. I'm sending you the link right now. That's the first
Ooh.
Link.
Cool. Thank you so much, Taylor M. That's haunted that somebody decided to turn an old train station and train track and train car into a theater. Like, that's just asking for, like, old-timey ghosts and victims of the train tracks to inhabit your theater.
I think, like, first of all, Taylor, I love that you're a theater kid. I think that theater people in general are, like, so open emotionally, too, that, like, spirits like being in the theater because it's a place for them to get attention. Literally, like, that's what a theater is.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true.
It's, like, a place to be seen and heard. And I think that the actors are, like, so open and vulnerable that, like, they get haunted. And so, yeah, I think that's just, like, very interesting that theaters are always haunted.
And as you were reading Taylor M's email, my AirPods cut out for a second. So if it looked like I was looking around, that's what happened. And it's because I just got an emergency flash flood warning on my phone for the area that we record in. So hopefully my truck doesn't get washed away. Or I'm not
stuck
here
until 7:45 p.m. in 6 inches of water.
Yes, you remember. No, yeah, I told
you.
No, it's six. I remember this is a conversation we had on the podcast where I was like, yeah, I was like, turn around, don't drown. Just 6 inches of water could wash your car away. Yes.
Oh, yeah, but it doesn't rhyme. They should rework it to rhyme.
They should. All right, this next one comes from Christiana E. Hello, Nat and Allie. My name is Christiana, pronounced Chris-ti-a-na. My pronouns are she, her. I am 25, and I am from a small town in Connecticut. Even though this is considered one of the most historically haunted places in the U.S., I've never had a ghostly experience that I couldn't logically explain. Well, except for one, that I think might have been caused by listening to spooky podcasts, including yours, but I'll get to that later.
Ooh.
First, I must do the obligatory OMG, I love your podcast rant. I quit social media for 30 days back in August of 2019 to clear my head. Highly recommend. Posting for work was the only exception. As I spent my newly found 5 hours a day where I wasn't spending on my phone by doing crafts or cleaning my house, I stumbled upon a few horror, paranormal, and true crime podcasts. It's now February of 2021, which means I've been listening and re-listening since episode 15. Wow. I have to say there is truly no podcast out there like yours, and I do not understand how you two do not have millions of listeners. You ladies are not only hilarious, but you truly show that you care about the information you're putting out there. And no ads? Other Spotify podcasts could never. Some algorithm is definitely not treating you fairly for sure. Speaking of algorithms, you might notice my email and picture because it's the same as Twitter and TikTok. I'm the one that said the Kennedy curse was real when the Capitol was stormed in January of 2021. I absolutely remember you, Christiana. I've tweeted you a couple times and you always respond. Thank you for being interactive with your audience. Also, would you be willing to upload your intro music to TikTok? I did. It's up there now, guys. If you're listening to this, the intro music is up there as the sound on our TikTok at Let's Get Haunted.
Yeah.
I create content on there, mostly makeup / SFX looks. Oh, that's badass. And would love to be able to create an alien look inspired by your pop socket design.
Oh.
If anyone would like to follow me, it's at Chris-tastrophe. Oh my God, that's so cute. Hold on, let me copy paste this so that we remember. If you guys want to follow her, I'm going to put it in the photo dump for this episode because that is too cute. Let me just copy paste this before I forget, because I will forget. Anyways, once I heard your episode on sleep paralysis and received my LGH t-shirt in the mail in record time during a pandemic, I knew I had to finally write in. This is already too long, so let's just jump right into it. The first story is not about sleep paralysis, but it is about a dream I will never forget. When I was about 9 years old, my maternal grandmother had landed in the hospital with lung cancer. Don't smoke cigarettes, kids. Unfortunately, she was not going to make it and was moved to the ICU. Being so young and having never experienced the death of a family member before, my parents didn't exactly tell me everything that was going on. I just knew that my grandma was sick. One night, as she was declining, my mother stayed at the hospital and my father took me home. Instead of putting me in my bed, he let me sleep in my parents' bed because they had a TV and I could fall asleep to whatever was on Cartoon Network that night. I fell asleep in their bed, laying flat on my back and tucked in. I dreamt that I had opened my eyes, still laying in my parents' bed, same position, same angle, with the ceiling light above me. On either side of the bed, both my parents were bent over me, looking at me, my dad on my right and my mom on the left, and both of them were sobbing. My mother whispered to me, "She's gone," and that's it. That was the dream. When I woke up in the morning, I just knew. I hesitantly walked down the stairs. My mom was passed out on the couch, and my dad was sitting in front of the TV, looking very somber. My mother woke up, and they both looked at me standing on the stairs. I said, "She's gone?" They both nodded, and we all cried together, holding one another. Shortly after, I asked my mom if they had tried to wake me up to tell me she had passed. She said no, and I told her about the dream I had. Was this a premonition? Astral projection? Was my grandmother giving me a sign to prepare me without actually showing herself? I like to think that I was getting prepped for my first experience with death, my first experience with heartbreak, and my first experience watching my parents grieve via this dream. Was it my grandma, a spirit guide, or just my brain manifesting something that it knew was coming? I'll probably never know. My second dream is a lot more terrifying, so buckle up. I was about 16 and I had a lava lamp in my room. It was green and illuminated my whole bedroom, lime green at night. Yes, I hate the dark, even as an adult. I hate not knowing my surroundings as I fall asleep. You need to know where your escape options are, right? I got ready for bed, turned the lava lamp on, and turned the normal lights off. I got into bed, wrapped up in my covers. Similar to my previous story, I remembered what I saw the night before I fell asleep. I was facing the window on the wall next to my bed, all illuminated by green light. I shut my eyes and fell asleep. Then I had sleep paralysis for the first and only time ever. I opened my eyes to find myself facing the same direction, everything still covered in green light. I hadn't moved in my sleep at all. However, laying right next to me, facing me, was a girl with black eyes, scraggly black hair, and a horribly wide smile. She was just laying there in my bed, staring back at me, green light bouncing off her exaggerated features. She looked like if you took the girl from The Ring and that viral scary photo of Momo and mixed them together. And she was 2 inches from my face. Oh, I started hyperventilating. Her smile continued to grow wider and wider as I just lay there. I tried to focus on my pinky finger and moving it because my friend, who would regularly have very bad sleep paralysis, told me that he did this and that it helped him. Finally, after what felt like hours, my pinky moved and I immediately jolted out of bed. I was still breathing heavily and fast. I was sweating and then realized I was sobbing as I woke up. I had tears streaming down my face. I never experienced anything like this before and never experienced it again, and I hope I never do. Lastly, let's talk about how listening to your podcast in my house on speaker totally haunted my dog. I was on a full-on podcast binge in my dining room while painting a mask for my boyfriend to be Eustace for Halloween from Courage the Cowardly Dog. Oh, it's so cute. Pics attached. I heard what sounded like a gurgling sound from my kitchen. It sounded almost like a water cooler jug with air bubbles floating up, but I don't have a water cooler, or maybe like someone being choked. I wish I could remember what episode I was listening to at that moment. My dog came running into the dining room with his tail between his legs, clearly scared of whatever the noise was. I walked around the house with scissors in my hand, thinking someone was in the house. I turned off the podcast after that and went to the living room to watch TV. Later that same night, my dog shot up with his fur on end, stared into the dark kitchen, and started barking in that direction. I've only ever heard him bark twice before. He never barks, like ever. I took him into the bedroom, shut the door, and watched TV until my boyfriend got home from work. Safe to say, I took a break from the podcast for about a week or so after that. I also no longer listen to them over my Bluetooth speaker in the house. Okay, I am so sorry. This is such an insanely long email. These are the only spooky experiences I've ever had, and I just had to share. I hope this makes it onto a listener stories episode, but if it doesn't, I hope you at least read it. Thank you again for all you do and for giving your listeners a safe space to tell their stories. With love and positive hauntings only, Christiana at Christastrophe on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And I'm going to send you the picture she attached to her email
of the cowardly dog.
Of the mask she made her boyfriend. Oh. Look how fucking good it is. It looks like it's photoshopped.
Yeah, it does. Wow, it's huge. That's really good. That's incredible. That's so cute. And then she's the grandma in Courage. Oh, these are really cute. And this is actually like a really good Halloween idea. Now I want to make Enzo be Courage and me and Cody can be the grandparents. That's incredible.
Can you imagine waking up though and seeing that fucking creepy Momo mask staring back at you?
Yeah, no, that's scary as hell. I do not like that one bit.
Thank you, Christiana, so much. Those were very spooky, and I don't know what I would do if I just saw a creepy black-eyed child just laying in my bed face-to-face with me, staring back at me with their smile getting bigger and bigger.
Especially because the light's more on. Like, that's what makes it more creepy to me, like, the lights are on. So it's not, it's not like a trick with your eyes or something like that, or like a shadow, like... You're seeing that, and it's bad either way, because one is like you have a haunted demon in front of you, or two, you're losing your mind. So like, take your pick.
Right, like both of those are really bad and not a good situation to be in. Christiana, yeah. I'm so sorry you experienced that, but thank you for experiencing it so that we could read it on our podcast. That was very scary.
The next one is kind of short, so I'm gonna read two. This one comes from Amelie. Hi, Allie and Nat. I promise this is not your stalker. It may be Nicolas Cage, but it's definitely not your stalker. Anyway, you said to send you some bullshit, so here I am. I would like to give you some really cool ghost stories, but to be honest, the only one I can remember is when I was walking across a motorway with a path on one side, and I saw this random tall guy on the other side, basically right in the middle of the road. And as soon as a truck went past, he was gone. Could have been Nicolas Cage. Again, who will ever know? But that shit was weird. And I was like 7, so I just assumed it was normal, as you do. My mom did repeatedly see a girl at the end of her bed when she lived in an apartment at university. And apparently, whenever you went over to the bathroom, it was like someone was watching you. So basically, it was really hard to pee because she was terrified of a girl staring at her. Nice. I hope you're both doing well. I just wanted to say that I absolutely love your podcast. I've been listening to it for like 3 weeks, but it's honestly so great. I'm 18 and have chronic illness, so it's a bit of a bummer because I have a lot of days being really ill, which is not very fun when you're 18. I mean, it's not fun at any age, but I'm definitely not as independent as I would like to be at 18. But this podcast has really helped me get through a lot of bad days, and I wanted to thank you for that. I'm also super fucking haunted now, but that's okay. I kind of love it, Amelie. That's funny because she's like, yeah, this is nice. It like helps me get through my illness because I have something else to think about it. But like the downside is like you're haunted now.
Yeah. That's it's hilarious. A trade-off.
Yeah, it's a trade-off. That was a great, great, great letter. This next one comes to us from Megan C. I'm forwarding this to the right email this time. I'm sure every reference I made is super outdated, but I hope you enjoy this email I wrote a year ago while super sleep deprived. Heyo, my name's Megan, and my childhood was weird. This might run a little long because my life is pretty goddamn haunted, and I've got some of the evidence to prove it. I'll start with when I was a little baby. I started to talk and walk very young, and I'd always be staring at our staircase. Whenever my mom asked me what I was looking at, I'd just say, "the man." And when asked to elaborate, I'd say, "the man in the hat." Some other details she got out of me later. He was super tall, and he wore a gray trench coat. She just figured that I was a weird kid, and she was correct, and it would pass. Flash forward, I'm still small, but I now live in the room at the top of the stairs because my sister had recently come screaming into the world. At this point, I apparently briefly turned my mom's life into a horror movie. I would come to tell her that the man was coming to see my mom and dad, and I would tell her he was about to call before the phone rang and other creepy shit you didn't want your kid to do. It all came to a head one night when my mom was hugging me before putting me into bed. I was staring over her shoulder in the direction of the door that usually opens to the top of the stairs. My mom got a really creepy feeling and hesitantly asked me what I was looking at. I nonchalantly said, "the man." She asked me where he was and, like the creepy little gremlin I am, leaned in her ear and said in a sing-songy voice, "he's right behind you."
No!
By her own admission, she then basically yeeted me into my crib, you know, the one in the haunted room, and closed me in with the ghost. Stuff like this continued to happen throughout my childhood.
Oh my God.
Here are a few of the ones I can remember. I would become so thirsty that my throat felt like it was burning, and no matter how hard I tried to scream for my mom, no sound would come out. While this was happening, I'd sometimes hallucinate sippy cups or other beverages floating just out of reach of my chubby, grubby child hands. I'd also see a girl who was pure white with slightly glowing skin. Her hair and dress looked like they were floating in the water. No matter how much she spun, her hair never parted to reveal her face. It was like a Mobius strip. I lived for many years in a constant state of fear. Then when I was 8, my parents got divorced. It turns out divorce plus years of ghostly harassment are the perfect recipe for an edgy teen. It was during this time that I developed what would become my go-to method for getting ghosts to fuck off. Basically, whenever stuff would go missing or other spooky shit, I'd just deal with the same way I dealt with bullies, by not acknowledging it. Ghost girl in the corner again? Fuck you, I'm 13 and sleepy, I will nap. Brush missing again? Bold of you to assume I, a disgusting child, brushed my hair. And here's the crazy part of it. It fucking worked. My power of teen angst basically exercised my house. Flash forward to college. My campus is located on what used to be a plantation. When it was built in the 60s, they had to build around the 100-year-old cemetery that now resides right outside the art building. They weren't allowed to relocate it because it's the oldest mixed-race cemetery in New England, so it's kind of a big deal. My freshman dorm was in the part of the building that hadn't been renovated since the 80s. It wasn't great. There was mold and rust everywhere. We had no lights except for the faulty lamp that the school provides, so I brought in a colored light to hang above my desk. I could change the color with a remote, and it had several different settings, like flashing, strobe, all that cool shit. One day, it started flashing red. It wouldn't be weird, except I didn't turn it on, and it had no setting that allowed it to flash only one color. I had to unscrew the bulb to get it to stop. This is where the video comes in. Instead of reacting like a normal person, I just went, "nope," and went to bed. Anticlimactic? Yes. Thanks for reading my long-ass email. Sorry if it was boring. I love the podcast and will probably be sending some fan art your way soon. And feel free to put the video on your Instagram. Peace out. Oh man, I can't see the video.
We'll put it up on at Let's Get Haunted in the photo dump. Thank you, Megan C. And thank you, Amelie, for your story as well. Amelie, as a fellow chronic illness hauntie, just want to say shout out to you. Definitely love listening to podcasts and watching YouTube videos for that exact same reason. And Megan C., that was so many haunted things. But the one thing I wanted to talk about is I'm working on a Hat Man episode right now. And she mentioned like seeing a creepy dude in a hat. And so I'm like very excited because I'm like knee deep in a Hat Man conspiracy right now. So this next one comes from Jillian M. Hi, Nat and Allie. My name is Jillian. It's spelled with a G, but pronounced like it's with a J. And I'm a huge fan of the podcast. I'm a 23-year-old Scorpio female. I've listened to every episode multiple times, and they never get old. You guys definitely helped me get through long overnight shifts and helped relieve the stress of nursing school. I just graduated with my BSN and officially received my RN license, BTW, whoop whoop. Congratulations, Jillian. That's a big deal. I also love to listen while I cook, clean, drive, while shopping, or basically when I'm doing anything where I don't have to talk to anyone and I can just listen and vibe. I've written another email before this one. Don't know if you guys read it since it's super long, but it's full of good shit. Anyway, this story is about my younger brother. He is 20 now, but when this story takes place, he was probably about 16 to 17. Family Guy was still on Netflix, so a few years ago. I'm a big believer in anything and everything paranormal, obviously, but my brother has always been very skeptical about ghosts, aliens, all that stuff. But I think he low-key might be a medium. He told me about how when his ex-girlfriend's grandmother died, she was very close to her, he had a dream that the grandmother was sitting in our living room with him and told him that he had to protect her now and to let her know that she, the grandma, was okay. Super spooky. I had a similar dream that I may have mentioned in the prior email about my great aunt when she died. When he told me this, he didn't really think much of it. Then he started telling me about how he sees orbs and balls of light darting around our house and hears voices at night between midnight and 2 a.m. We were sitting in our living room and he got really pale and said how he just saw one go down the stairs. I thought he was fucking with me, but he had goosebumps and was visibly freaked out. I told him he's probably seeing ghosts and stuff. I didn't think our house was haunted because it's only like 30 years old, but our neighborhood was a mill back in the day. And you know, some sketchy shit definitely went down and people probably died horrible deaths around here. I told him he's probably a medium and that it's super cool that he has that ability. He then told me about how one night he was in bed watching Family Guy on Netflix, and it was around 1 to 2 a.m., I think. He said he saw a glowing silhouette of a person standing at the end of his bed, and it just kept getting brighter and brighter, and then he closed his eyes for what felt like a split second. He opened them, and the person was gone. But he looked at the clock, and 4 hours had gone by. It was like 5 to 6 a.m. now. But what was weird was that the same episode of Family Guy was playing in practically the same spot as it had been before the figure showed up. Like only a few seconds or a minute had passed in the episode. Super weird. He thought it was a ghost, but I told him that this sounds like a classic alien abduction story. Many people have lost time when abducted. Could he be messing with me because he knows I love this stuff? Yeah, I guess so. But he's a big chicken and can't even watch scary movies or anything. And he seemed really freaked out telling me this stuff. And I just don't think he'd make this up out of nowhere, especially since he doesn't even really believe in it and tried to come up with rational reasons for his experiences. I asked him why he never told me before, and he said because it freaked him out and he didn't want to talk about it. Anyway, that's the story on how my brother was probably abducted by aliens, and I wonder if it may have happened to him again. I think sometimes aliens sort of tag people and revisit them, maybe because he's a medium, or it's the aliens and they picked him and that's why he sees orbs and shit. IDK, I thought it was crazy and had to share. Keep up the great work on the podcast. Much love, Jillian. Jillian, I got crazy deja vu reading this email. Did you get deja vu?
I didn't get deja vu, but I feel like this email freaked me out the most out of all of them that we read today, because I feel like it is an alien abduction story. He lost time. He clearly left because Family Guy was still on. So it's like the TV can't go with him to the other side, you know?
Right. I know, it's so, like, freaky.
Something happened. I don't know.
You know what? I think it gave me the same vibes as like when the Mothman episode a little bit. And also when we did the episode on Indrid Cold, and then we went over, there were like experiences people were having around that time in the same area where like a dude would just show up at the foot of their bed and it looked like Indrid Cold. That
creepy.
That's what's, and then she wrote a PS. So this is from Jillian again. It is attached to that email as a PS. Hi, Nat and Allie. This is Jillian again, and this is my third email I'm sending. Sorry, I keep thinking of shit to send to you guys. I just randomly thought of this quick little story and thought I would share. This one is about the college that I just graduated from, the University of North Dakota. North Dakota is obviously super fucking cold and with really, really harsh winds that just add to the cold temperatures. It literally gets to like negative 40 degrees some days. With weather this cold, there are a few dorms that have underground tunnels that lead to the main dining center so students don't have to walk outside. That's actually really cool. This story is about the West Hall Tunnel. I did not stay in this dorm. I stayed in the one next to it, but I had a friend who stayed in a dorm that shared a tunnel with West Hall, since the tunnels would connect to multiple dorm buildings, to each other, and to the dining center. There is a story from the 50s or 60s that before the tunnels were built, a girl froze to death like 50 feet from the door of the dorm building during a blizzard, and the RA found her at like 2 a.m. It is said that this girl haunts what is now the West Hall Tunnel, built on the same land where she died, and can be seen at night floating in the tunnel with no legs, and apparently even messes with some of the people living in West Hall. I'm assuming they froze off or something. Apparently some people try to do Ouija boards and stuff and get freaked out, or some people just see her late at night. I have been in the tunnels a few times, and they are super fucking long and creepy and dark. I inserted a picture of part of the tunnel from Google, but just note that this is from the UND site and was taken during the day, so the tunnel looks much less menacing than it does in real life. I got bad vibes walking in that tunnel and almost felt like I was being watched, especially walking in there alone. This picture is only part of the tunnel. These tunnels are really long and kind of confusing, honestly. Some people think it's just a story to scare the freshmen, and it could be, but I'm pretty sure there's like actual police records of this girl dying. Ooh. And I think I saw a Reddit post one time about this. And maybe this was a motivating factor to build the tunnels? Either way, a frozen ghost girl with no legs is creepy as fuck, and I would probably be pissed and haunt the tunnel too if I was her. North Dakota is haunted enough as is with how cold and boring it is. Anyway, sorry for my third email. I just thought y'all would enjoy this spooky tale. Much love, Jillian. P.S. Jillian. Here is an article talking about it. There is a picture of a tunnel, but I don't think it's a UND tunnel. But there were so many winding underground tunnels around campus that I guess it could be one of them. There is also a picture of the dorm building that the haunted tunnel is connected to. Here's the West Hall Tunnel pic from Google that I was talking about. Imagine this shit at night alone. Contrary to the picture, it is not very well lit. I'm going to send it to you right now, Natalia, if you can describe it to our listeners. And I will include some pictures from the link in the photo dump for this episode.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is super creepy. This looks like a place you would see a ghost. It's a cement tunnel that is, there's no windows, nothing, because it's like... Or maybe those are windows, but it's like very, very cramped. This is so creepy. I would not want to be walking around here at dark. I can just like imagine you're walking down here and then all the lights start to go off like one by one. It's like choo, 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 like they do in scary movies. It's scary. It looks like a long hallway and nothing good happens at the end of a long hallway.
That's very true. You guys, wow, these were absolutely terrifying. We did not get to read as many as we normally do, but that's because we had so many fan mail items to unbox, and also Nat started a new job, no time to explain. I'm sure we'll hear about it on the next episode, but we really appreciate it. And all of these stories are honestly, the listener stories are like the most fun part of the podcast. I think it's just like a chance for us to sit back and get freaked out about the fucked up shit you guys have experienced. So if you would like to send in your fucked up experience, you can write to us at letsgethauntedpod@gmail.com. That's pod like P-O-D at gmail.com, and we'll be there and we'll read your stories. We get around to them every 5 episodes, and if you'd like to watch the video version of this episode, you can head over to patreon.com/letsgethaunted, and we are there on tier 1 and tier 2. The listener story videos are always on there for both tiers. Nat, what was your favorite story from today?
The ghost. Well, I really liked the Courage the Cowardly Dog. Well, I really liked the lava lamp one. Well, I mean, I liked them all, but I really liked the ghost abduction one because it was scary to me. I got like chills. But I also, the theater where like the kid fell down in the M row with me. Yeah, scary. The whole thing's scary. I don't know. It's really hard to pick because they're all very creepy.
I mean, the Hat Man is standing out to me from Megan C's email just because I'm working on that right now. But I'm also very intrigued by the North Dakota University underground tunnels that just like casually were built, probably because someone died in the 50s from how cold it is. Like, that is also very intriguing.
Yeah, I need to like look into that because freezing to death like a few hundred feet away from a door to me is like insane.
It's extra haunted.
There must have been alcohol involved or something, right? Like,
that's like, that reminds me of my friend Audrey and I, like 5, 6 years ago, maybe 7 years ago now. Time passes so
Snow
quickly.
Globe?
Yep. We went to Snow Globe for New Year's Eve. And there was this freaky story about this girl who was on ecstasy and was trying to walk back from Snow Globe to her motel. And when you're on substances like that, you feel warm even when you're not. And so she wasn't wearing much. She was just in rave attire and ended up like getting hypothermia, passing out. And they didn't find her until the snow melted the next year. Because she had just been covered in a snowdrift. And I just remember being like, that is way too scary. I heard about it while I was at the festival and it's all I could think about. And it like gave me very bad vibes. And then we went back to the motel early.
Yeah, I think she fell in a tree well. I was literally in full ski gear at that festival. Like, I had my snow goggles on and I had like all of my like snow pants and everything on and my gloves. And that was like the only way it was enjoyable because it was so fucking cold.
It was
like,
so it was cold.
Apparently that was like the coldest year that we went to.
Shit. I didn't know
but
that.
You know what's
I believe
scary?
It.
Hey, here's another 6 inches of water thing I need to give before I get away. You guys, tree wells can kill you no matter what you're wearing. I think she fell into a tree well, which is like when trees are really tall and like the snow around them is not packed, then you can like literally fall down like 12 or 13 feet and then just get buried by snow and like not be able to climb your way back out, especially if you fall in head first and you don't have anyone around. So guys, when you see like beautiful picturesque snow globe scenes, like don't just like walk out there without a buddy or a guide. Even if you want to get like the cutest picture ever, make sure you have someone there watching you.
That's great advice. Natalia, would you like to do our sign-off for this episode?
Yes. BRB, going to go visit Molly's Closet in the Train Station Theater.
Woo!
Bye! Bye.